This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hello everyone. 大家好.
Selamat datang.
Konnichiwa.
Hola.
안녕하세요.
Assalamualaikum.
And kia ora. Connecting Cultures Futures is a show by and for the beautiful and diverse multicultural people of Dunedin. Join me every Friday 10 a.m. and Mondays 5 p.m. for Connecting Cultures Futures on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM, podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and oar.org.nz.
Please join me for long 10 to long 16 November 2024 long Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week named Blomi Loretta. Na mi like inviting you for all get along joining me for because Talk Pisin Language Week and me first time long joining International Language Week long New Zealand. My name's Loretta, and I'd like to invite you to be part of the Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week on the 10th to the 16th of November. Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week long display, I mean, big plus something through Lomi, because I number one time where PNG, na Talk Pisin Language, I stop inside long International Language Week long New Zealand, I mean, big plus something. So the Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week means a lot for me because of the fact that it's its first inclusion in the International Language Week for New Zealand, and we are excited of the opportunity. 2024 team belong Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week. Emi lookout team, strong him, na kirap him talk place, na passin belong Tumbuna. Team Lomi, emi mean also, mipla must lookout team talk place belong mipla, na passin Tumbuna. So the 2024 theme for Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week is preserve, revitalize, and promote our language and culture. We have to look after our language and our culture.
I was say,
we here at the Wontok community and the Papua New Guinea community would like to invite you to come celebrate Papua New Guinea Tok Pisin Language Week with us. Find out more events on our OMISA page, the Otago Melanesian Island Students Association, OMISA, or through the Ministry of Pacific Communities. Na Papua New Guinea Tok Pisin Language Week, emsa minim miplasa kisim recognition inside New Zealand, na being able to make connections one time ogata one talk staplo North Island, South Island, ogata communities together. Papua New Guinea Tok Pisin Language Week means that we are getting recognition within New Zealand for our language, and that now we are able to make more connections within our other Papua New Guinea communities from the North Island to the South Island. All our communities are able to come together for this week and interact and connect. The theme for Tok Pisin Language Week is Lukautim, Strongim, Nakira pim tokples na pasim bilong tupuna, which means preserve, revitalize, and promote our language and culture. To me, this theme means that we are able to get our language out there. We are able to strengthen our connection, to teach our young generation about the language and the connections it holds, and give them links back to our homeland. So I'm celebrating Tok Pisin Language Week by recreating some of my old family recipes and having a taste of home. Some of the PNG students will also be making daily vlogs in Pidgin with a daily word, so tune in.
Station is a member of CARMA, the Community Access Media Alliance. Find out more at cama.nz. The website has loads of information, and thanks to our friends at Meta Digital, it looks great too.
Thank you.
Please join me for long 10 to go long 16 November 2024 long Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week. Name blomi Loretta. Na mi like inviting you for all get along joining me for because Talk Pisin Language Week and me first time long joining International Language Week long New Zealand. My name's Loretta and I'd like to invite you to be part of the Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week. For Papua New Guinea, as you may know, we are very diverse in terms of language. One of the most linguistically diverse country in the world. We have 838 languages. We've got few, or actually several, that are extinct at the moment. So very, very diverse. None of the, say, 838 languages are made national language. We have three national languages which none of the 800 are part of, but the national language are common languages that are, you know, spoken right across the country. And one of them is Tok Pisin. And Tok Pisin is widely spoken throughout the entire country. It has its roots that goes back to colonial period when, say, the northern eastern part of the island was colonized by German and the southern part by Britain. But then they had plantations in one of the outer island provinces and had to bring people from different areas to work on the plantations. And bringing people from different diverse regions into one area, you have to have a common language for mostly coordination. When Australians took over, the labourers that were brought down in kind of restarted the conversation surrounding Tok Pisin. Look out him strong him na kirabim tok ples na pasin tumbuna. Or in English, preserve, revitalize and promote our language and culture. Living in a foreign country, common language that can bind us, especially coming from a diverse society, is a common language. And to speak it kind of give you that a sense of identity. It brings you back to your homeland. It brings you back to the culture you once lived in. And basically, it's making that connection. It's trying to speak that language. And so with continuous practice over time, the younger generations tend to learn what has been, you know, spoken in the house or with, you know, families, and they get to understand and even, you know, practice speaking it into the future. In that way, we are also contributing to sustaining that language into the future. So, yeah, it means a lot. It's giving us a sense of identity. No plan, no color. No follow, 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 no no flow, no follow. No flow, no follow. No follow, no follow, no follow, 1998, no follow, no follow. Wakabiki, no follow, 1998, Ubalosi, no follow. Wakabiki,
Everyone, we have the Papua New Guinea Talk Fishing Language Week coming up on the 10th to the 16th of November. Please come on down and show support and love and learn more about our cultures and the language. What does Papua New Guinea Talk Fishing Week mean to me? It means that I'm able to speak fluently, speak the Talk Fishing language fluently, but more also, it's also a blessing as well. By speaking and understanding Papua New Guinea Talk Fishing language, we are able to access our cultural heritage, gaining insight into our ancestors' way of life. This helps maintain a strong connection to our roots, ensuring that our traditions and values are passed down and celebrated. The theme for the Papua New Guinea Talk Fishing Language Week is Lohatim Phronim Nakirapim Topless Non Passing Belong to Buna. Preserve, revitalize, and promote our language and culture. What the theme means to me is to promote our language, the Talk Fishing Language Week, and more also maintain our cultures as well. I will be celebrating the Papua New Guinea Talk Fishing Language Week by speaking the language through various community activities and making connections.
In Language Week long display, I mean, big plus something through Lomi because I number one time where PNG na talk pisin language, I stop inside long International Language Week long New Zealand. Big plus something. So the Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week means a lot for me because of the fact that it's its first inclusion in the International Language Week for New Zealand, and we are excited of the opportunity. Team belong Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week. Emi lookout team, strong him, na kirap him talk place, na passing belong Tumbuna. Team Lomi, emi mean also, mipla must lookout him talk place belong mipla, na passing Tumbuna. theme for Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week is preserve, revitalize, and promote our language and culture. We have to look after our language and our culture.
We here at the One Talk community and the Papua New Guinea community would like to invite you to come celebrate Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week with us. Find out more events on our OMISA page, the Otago Melanesian Island Students Association, OMISA, or through the Ministry of Pacific Communities. Na Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week, emsa minim miplasa kisim recognition inside of New Zealand. Na being able to make connections one time, ogata one talk, staplo North Island, South Island, ogata communities together. Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week means that we are getting recognition within New Zealand for our language, and that now we are able to make more connections within our other Papua New Guinea communities from the North Island to the South Island. All our communities are able to come together for this week and interact and connect. The theme for Talk Pisin Language Week is Lukautim, Strongim, Na kirapim tokples na pasim bilong tupuna, which means preserve, revitalize, and promote our language and culture. To me, this theme means that we are able to get our language out there. We are able to strengthen our connection, to teach our young generation about the language and the connections it holds, and give them links back to our homeland. So I'm celebrating Talk Pisin Language Week by recreating some of my old family recipes and having a taste of home. Some of the PNG students will also be making daily vlogs in Pidgin with a daily word, so tune in.
Join me plong Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week. Name blomi Loretta. Na mi like inviting you plong all get along. Joining me plong because Talk Pisin Language Week emi first time long joining International Language Week long New Zealand. My name's Loretta and I'd like to invite you to be part of the Papua New Guinea Talk Pisin Language Week. For Papua New Guinea, as you may know, we are very diverse in terms of language. One of the most linguistically diverse country in the world. We have 838 languages. We've got few, or actually several, that are extinct at the moment. So very, very diverse. None of the, say, 838 languages are made national language. We have three national languages which none of the 800 are part of, but the national languages are common languages that are, you know, spoken right across the country. And one of them is Tok Pisin. And Tok Pisin is widely spoken throughout the entire country. It has its roots that goes back to colonial period when, say, the northern eastern part of the island was colonized by German and the southern part by Britain. But then they had plantations in one of the outer island provinces and had to bring people from different areas to work on the plantations. And bringing people from different diverse regions into one area, you have to have a common language for mostly coordination. When Australians took over, the laborers that were brought down in kind of restarted the conversation surrounding Tok Pisin. Lukautim strongim na kirabim tok plesna pasin tumbuna, or in English, preserve, revitalize, and promote our language and culture. Living in a foreign country, common language that can bind us, especially coming from a diverse society, is a common language. And to speak it kind of give you that a sense of identity. It brings you back to your homeland. It brings you back to the culture you once lived in. And basically, it's making that connection. It's trying to speak that language. And so with continuous practice over time, the younger generations tend to learn what has been, you know, spoken in the house or with, you know, families, and they get to understand and even, you know, practice speaking it into the future. In that way, we are also contributing to sustaining that language into the future. So, yeah, it means a lot. It's giving us a sense of identity.
Kabuloena
Papua New Guinea Talk Fishy Language for coming up. Please come on down and show support and love and learn more about our cultures and the language. What does Papua New Guinea Talk Fishy Language mean to me? It means that I'm able to speak fluently, speak the Talk Fishy language fluently, but more also, it's also a blessing as well. By speaking and understanding Papua New Guinea Talk Fishy Language, we are able to access our cultural heritage, gaining insight into our ancestors' way of life. This helps maintain a strong connection to our roots, ensuring that our traditions and values are passed down and celebrated. The theme for the Papua New Guinea Talk Fishy Language Week is Lohatim Phronim Nakirapim Topless Non Passing Belong to Guna. Preserve, revitalize, and promote our language and culture. What the theme means to me is to promote our language, the Talk Fishy Language Week, and more also maintain our cultures as well. I will be celebrating the Papua New Guinea Talk Fishy Language Week by speaking the language through various community activities and making connections.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.